Hey, it is time to talk again to Vic Lund. He's a traffic engineer with St. Louis County, and I just joked with him over the phone a minute ago. We need to have a new St. Louis County traffic, what kind of a cool gadget thing to keep us all safe are they unveiling this week feature, I think. What do you think?
Hey, I'm okay with that, too.
I think it sounds great. So there are some intersections. We talked last week about an effort to find out what road conditions are crummy when we get into the crummy road condition season, what road conditions and what intersections are maybe particularly dangerous so that you can better send your people out to make those intersections safe. You can send the people out where you need to have them. You can know more quickly what intersections need attention. Send your folks out there, not waste time sending people to intersections that are fine. And you can also let the public know, hey, you know, we got crews on the way, but this intersection is really icy and you need to be careful. Now you're working at this time of year to keep people from crashing into one another. And there are intersections around the county, as there are everywhere, where it just seems like people don't maybe always take the time and attention they need, especially when they're out in the toolies, to be safe. Blue lights at intersections, tell us more.
All right, so you're going to see blue lights around Duluth and Hermantown. They're equipped onto existing traffic signals, okay? And the purpose of the blue light is to assist enforcement officers with enforcing red light violations from drivers. Just to back up real quick about why the purpose of the project, your biggest risk, and I talk you as generic you, within the cities of Duluth, Hermantown, and Proctor, at being seriously injured or being killed in a traffic crash, this is serious stuff, but your biggest risk at doing one of those two things in a vehicle is going to be at a signalized intersection.
Okay, now that seems a little odd to me.
And it's going to be due to a person running the red light. So if you take a look at the crash data, we're simply reporting what the crash data is telling us. If you look at all the serious crashes within our city limits, most of those serious crashes occur at intersections. What type of intersections? Traffic signals. That's where most of our serious crashes are occurring. And then you ask the question, what's the most frequent type of serious crash at a traffic signal? It's due to people running the red light.
So the thing that was once kind of a joke that red means stop and green means go and yellow means speed up isn't so funny anymore.
Well, it's all part of our belief is we don't believe in traffic fatalities are acceptable, and you know, hence for the project. But, you know, you're exactly right. I mean, when we're driving a vehicle, we're driving a 2,500-pound-plus projectile that can do a lot of damage to somebody. And intersections, signalized intersections, are the most dangerous location within our city. And this is not unique to Duluth or Hermantown. This is true for all across the country. You know, there's nothing new, there's nothing novel about what we're finding here just in our local community. This is just symptomatic of the urban condition.
So, when anybody, and of course a lot of folks have driven in large metro areas, the Twin Cities, for example, and when we talk about our rush hour, in quotes, and it maybe lasts about a half an hour, and for most people you can get home within 15, 20 minutes, you know, not for everybody, obviously, but for most people, I mean, there isn't the kind of commute distances that you see in L.A. or in the cities. So why are we in such a tearing hurry?
You know, I don't know the answer to that. I wish I did. I think we'd have a better maybe strategy on how to enforce this. But, you know, the location of the intersections, they're very random, okay? I mean, we can't necessarily focus on one specific intersection and say, you know, this is a bad one, and that one over there, that's a good one. We simply don't know. The data literally is random. And so that's why we have to do this systemic approach to say, you know what, we're going to equip all of our traffic signals so our enforcement can enforce all of our traffic signals because they're all at risk. We're going to treat them all at risk and say, you know what, we're going to enforce them systemically. And, you know, in terms of the driver behavior, I think my best finger on the table would be likely due to distraction, likely due to impairment by the driver. In some cases, I think it's a deliberate decision by the driver to run that red light, although I think that's a minority. I think primarily it's due to distraction and driver impairment.
So what does the blue light do?
So the blue light, so how does it work? So today it takes two officers to do dedicated enforcement of red light running. Okay, and you need an officer to be in front of the traffic signal so they can visually see the signal indication, right? And that, because you need to the officer has to, with their own eyes, visually see the driver ran the red light in order for it to be defendable in a court of law. And so once that officer sees the red light violation, now he or she can't pursue that person because now the green light's on for the cross street, and that wouldn't be a safe maneuver to take on. So he would have to radio down to his partner and say, hey, this vehicle ran the red light, pull that person over. With a blue light, we wire on the back side of the pole, so it's wired only into the red light circuit, only the red light circuit. And so that way an officer sitting downstream from that same signal now can have a visual confirmation that I know when the red light's on because the blue light's on. And if I see a vehicle go through that intersection, when that blue light is on, I know I have visual confirmation they ran a red light.
So it takes half the staff basically to
correct.
And so you can have officers checking fundamentally twice as many intersections.
Yeah, absolutely. And here's the thing. Think about it this way. Maybe back up another 5,000 feet, but in the air. The elephant in the room today is red light running. I mean, that is the problem when it comes to traffic safety in an urban environment. Yet our law enforcement agencies simply don't have the resources to enforce it. And so the purpose of this project is to make it so that officers have a tool now so they don't have to send two officers to a specific or a single location. Now they can have only one officer out there, and the other officer can be doing something else, maybe speed enforcement, coming to a call, helping on an emergency, whatever the case is. But now, you know, you need half the staff to do this work.
Okay, so here is the genius part. Then you put a bunch of officers at intersections with no blue lights because people think, I'm safe, there's no blue light. And then, whoop, you get them.
Well, real quick on that, there is a psychological benefit here. I mean, and this is seriously part of our thought process. It's to say, you know what, as a driver, I don't know if there's going to be an officer here now. And I'm going to maybe think twice about running this red light. You know, there actually is a kind of a behavioral modification, as it were, just by having the blue light present. And the question, is an officer here right now? It's a deterrent.
Do you think that if people knew that the thing that's most likely to kill them in traffic is somebody running a red light, that they would change their behavior in terms of being more careful, being more willing to hit the brakes, being more careful, just being maybe a little bit more vigilant as they take their green and go?
I think the answer is yes. That's one of our job at the highway department, is to get that message out there. You know, that's why we really appreciate opportunities like this to talk to folks about it. But it really comes down to a cultural thing. At the center of the bullseye, if you think of traffic safety as a bullseye, at the very center of it is one word, driving culture. What is it acceptable to run a red light? Is it acceptable to speed? Is it acceptable to be distracted in driving? Right? All these cultural things that we know about, we live on a daily basis. And at the end of the day, the most effective way to improve traffic safety on our highways so that everybody gets home safely is to start changing that driver culture. And say, you know what, it's unacceptable to do these types of behaviors. And this is just one piece of that puzzle to promote that messaging of, hey, it's unacceptable. Here's the problem. This is why we're doing it. But, hey, these are the mechanics of it, you know, how it works, law enforcement, all this kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, the overarching theme is, hey, you know what, red light running is not acceptable.
Vic, tell me, just give me your personal opinion. I'm thinking about driver's ed classes, I'm thinking about students driving with parents, and I'm thinking about teens driving with one another, and I'm thinking about adults driving with each other. You know, I'm trying to think about all the different permutations of the way people drive with each other. Who has the biggest influence on the way we drive? Am I more influenced by the other adults that I drive with? Now, because I'm an old person, of course.
Yep.
The distractions that we had was when we upended the cassette case on the floor of the car. That was our distracted driving, okay? But who influences us? If you're going to change the culture, mm-hmm. who do you need to target?
For teenagers, by and large, it's parents. If you want to talk about cultural change at the teenage level, it's parents. It begins there. For adults, I think it comes from peer to peer. Right? What at the workplace, at the cooler, at the restaurant, at the wherever, you know, peer to peer for an adult. I think that's where the cultural change happens. But for the teenager, I think very clearly, in fact there's been research on this, parents have a humongous role to play in making sure that their daughter, their son take it seriously.
So invite a coworker out and drive someplace safely to lunch. And talk about highway safety.
Absolutely.
And then continue to keep talking highway safety with your kids.
Great, great theme.
Vic, thank you so very much for joining us once again. Fascinating stuff going on out there in the county. You guys are doing interesting work, and I appreciate you taking the time to join us.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Victor Lund, traffic engineer with St. Louis County. The blue lights at the intersections. Pay attention when you see them, and pay attention even when you don't.